Carl, do you think Obama and a Democrat Congress will turn around the whole shareholder rights, poison pills, staggered boards, voting on compensation, things like that?
Hey, I'm going to do my best to get that done. I'll tell you, we're going to... I hope you read my blog, and I hope you join United Shareholders. I think we got a shot now to really focus people. And what you really have to do, there's one simple change of law, or law, that if you get, you could really make a tremendous change. And that law is a simple one, which is shareholders should have the right to vote to move out of a state. Being that said, you know, you have the right. You do have that right now, but the amazing thing is that in Delaware, for instance, you have the right to vote to move out of Delaware. That really coddles these companies because they want to have the companies there. That's how they make any. That's how Delaware exists. So, you know, in Delaware, you can have the poison pill, you can have the staggered board. I won't bore you with all the other things, but there are all these things. You know, you don't have to be able to do consent. So now, what I want to see is. You can't, but you can't vote on it because you can't get it on the ballot unless the board puts it on. So if I call a company and say, look, I want you to move out of Delaware, they'll say, well, that's too bad because we, the board, are not going to put that on the ballot. And that's how Delaware protects themselves. So a law, because under interstate commerce, the federal government has the right to pass a law superseding the state laws and say every shareholder should have the right in any company to call a meeting if they want to move out of the state. And you know, that's the kind of law, we wrote up a law like that, we tried to get it on a couple of laws, couldn't do it. But I think now, under either administration, I think that we're gonna be fighting like hell to get that out of committee and to get that law passed. Now, if you can move it out of Delaware, there are states around, for instance, like North Dakota. In North Dakota, it's like Canada, which is really great. You can call special meetings, you can have a pill, but it stops at 20%. If you haven't any in all tender, just like in Canada, the shareholders have the right to decide on it. You can't put a pill to stop it. You know, if they get to 50%, no staggered boards unless the shareholders want it. Again, there's all kinds of things. And that's why I'm trying to, I hope some of you guys, I'll find out, we'll get your, join the United Shareholders Association because United Shares of America because with a number with voices, I think we'll be able to beat the business roundtable and go to Washington and get these congressmen and senators to understand what the hell's going on. It makes sense, and I think the time has come. So it's that kind of stuff that I'm really trying to perpetuate. And if you have any ideas, be free to call me. You can. Any of you, if you have an idea, you can send an email to sgordon@sfire.com. sgordon@sfire.com. And my phone number, you know, she'll answer it, is 212-702-4333. So that's my private number. And that's the email. And if you have any ideas or anything or want to join up or help, you know, I'd love to have your assistance in it, because you know, I'm not looking for money. I'm just looking for people to help. You know, I'm spending the money on it. That's okay with me. I mean, I worked pretty hard to get that North Dakota stuff done a couple of years ago, but so far it hasn't borne any fruit. But I really feel very strongly that we have to make these guys accountable, or we'll lose our hegemony completely. Because you guys. Can you go on these boards? You have no idea how badly these boards are, you know, run. It's something out of Saturday Night Live. It's just terrible. And if you had decent boards, they would have made these guys accountable at Wall Street. You wouldn't have had these crazy derivatives. But you would have made the CEOs accountable. You would have done it. So in any event, I'd love to have any of your aid that I can.